Well, the virtual currency Bitcoin is off its high, hovering around $11,000 for a Bitcoin. But it's not the only virtual currency on the market. Hundreds of U.S. companies have each raised millions of dollars by launching their own digital coinage. Tom Bonsi of the Northwest News Network reports from Seattle.
Neil Bergquist has a vision. He's the co-founder and CEO of Seattle-based CoinMe, and he wants to put a crypto ATM on every corner worldwide, a Bitcoin cash machine, basically, where anyone can buy or redeem virtual currencies with dollars and a driver's license.
When you have a trusted kiosk in a physical place with a 1-800 number with a 5-star on Google, that is how you can bring cryptocurrencies mainstream.
To achieve this vision, the 4-year-old company needs good old-fashioned dollars to expand its ATM network. It has about 40 Bitcoin ATMs deployed now, concentrated in California, Texas, and Washington State.
Oh gosh, we have done everything to finance this business to get to here, whether it's a Bitcoin loan or a revenue sharing agreement, hard money lending, lendingclub.com loans, credit cards, mortgaging houses.
But none of the traditional funding sources were nearly as fruitful as this new thing in tech circles, the initial coin offering, or ICO. That sounds like IPO, an initial public offering of stock in a company, but it's not. It's more like crowdfunding. ICO purchasers get virtual money that can often be used like a digital coupon.
It really was a unique opportunity. Well, let's engage our community of local crypto enthusiasts, but also global enthusiasts who also want to give the world access to cryptocurrency. And then let's engage them in the form of our own cryptocurrency.
What you don't get with ICOs is shareholder equity. Still, CoinMe raised about $19 million over 2 months in its crowd sale of its new currency called UpToken. You can't buy things in the real world with it, but users get discounts on future ATM transaction fees. The website coinmarketcap.com tracks nearly 1,500 different cryptocurrencies, most of which are less than a year old. Blue chip companies like Kodak and a Disney spinoff are now sticking their toes in these volatile waters, along with scores of startups you've probably never heard of. This all comes against a backdrop of warnings from regulators to investors to be wary.
These are high-risk products that have an unproven track record and obviously have high volatility in their prices that are reported.
Faith Anderson is a securities lawyer at the Washington State Department of Financial Institutions.
They're subject to little or no regulation. They are subject to cybersecurity breaches and outright theft. You can, in fact, lose your entire investment in a cryptocurrency.
The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has also urged investors to ask a lot of questions and apply common sense before entering the rapidly growing cryptocurrency market. The SEC has cracked down on a handful of offerings. Legit ICOs say they're glad federal and state regulators are watching out for frauds. For regulatory compliance reasons, several of these executives insisted consumers should not treat the digital money they coined as investments. But many token buyers from all over the world are doing just that, judging from online comment threads at popular cryptocurrency message boards on websites such as Reddit and Telegram. The buyers anticipate handsome profits from trading the virtual currencies on secondary markets. University of Kansas student Shahir Ibrahimi says he bought the equivalent of a good used car's worth of CoinMe's new currency during the initial coin offering in December.
Since we're in the early adoption stages, my intuition said that this is a good investment. There's going to be some risk involved, so you have to keep track of it, but it has a lot of potential.
Sure enough, the value of recent ICOs in the Pacific Northwest shot upwards after they started trading on cryptocurrency exchanges. But since then, it's been a wild ride on the markets, with volatility on stark display. Crackdowns by regulators overseas, notably in China and South Korea, on what they see as an investment craze, contributed to a plunge in cryptocurrencies last week. The market correction did not dissuade startups in places like New York and San Francisco, though, from announcing new ICOs for the first quarter of this year. For ICO issuers, it may seem like manna from heaven to jump on the internet money bandwagon, But CoinMe CEO Bergquist disagrees. He says, with a weary sigh, that his company's token offering was a consuming process.
The easy money's gone. It's not easy anymore, and it is a massive effort.
To break through the ICO noise. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.